Starting with Stonewall Jackson's campaign in March of 1862, the Shenandoah Valley was hotly contested by both sides. Because of its strategic location and resources, the fight for its control went on into 1864. The Battle of New Market on May 15th saw troops under the leadership of Confederate General John C. Breckinridge and Union General Franz Sigel's struggle for control of the valley. Sigel lost and was forced to retreat back across the Shenandoah River. On June 14th, Confederate leader Jubal Early conducted a month-long raid on Washington, D.C., in hopes of relieving the pressure on General Lee, who was under siege at Petersburg. Union troops, under Lew Wallace, were sent to delay Early's advance on Washington. The resulting Battle of Monocacy was a defeat for the Union, but was successful in stalling Early's troops until federal reinforcements could arrive. The turning point of the fight for the Shenandoah Valley occurred on September 19th, when Union General Philip Sheridan defeated Early at the Battle of Winchester. 1 month later, the struggle between Sheridan and Early continued at Cedar Creek. There, Sheridan's cavalry defeat of Early allowed the Union to lay claim to the valley once and for all.